You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Welcome back to In the Grand Theme of Things. As spring approaches, it's almost tornado season. If you live in a certain part of the country, you know full well what that means. There's going to be sirens, there's going to be hail, and there's going to be soundtracks for movies dealing with tornadoes. Welcome to EF 5000, soundtracks that put the fun back in funnel clouds. Now, Hollywood can't just take an already mysterious, already destructive meteorological phenomenon like the tornado and leave it alone. It has to make monster movies out of tornado movies. It's that simple. And those are the movies that this this entire podcast springs from. Now, of course, if you're going to talk about tornado movies, you really have to start with the one that raised the bar and lowered the bar simultaneously. Twister was released in 1996 by Warner Brothers. At the time, it was one of the most expensive movies ever made, so much so that it had gone through two studios' worth of development costs, both at Warner Brothers and at Universal. The music for Twister was done by Mark Mancina, who had done Speed and Speed 2, Bad Boys, later went on to do Con Air, Planes, Fire and Rescue, and interestingly, one of the more recent entries in his resume is the 2009 movie Hurricane Season. Mark Mancina is a man for all meteorological phenomena. And very early in his career, for those of you who are Mystery Science Theater 3000 fans, Mark Mancina had the, shall we say, dubious honor of scoring the South African-produced movie Space Mutiny, which took an already incoherent plot and occasionally broke it up with quote-unquote stock footage from the original 1970s Battlestar Galactica. You've heard Mancina more recently on television. He has scored episodes of Criminal Minds, Space Rangers, From the Earth to the Moon, and the 90s version of The Outer Limits. Here is Mark Mancina's music from Twister.
Thank you.
Music from Twister, composed by Mark Mancina. If you're going to do an entire podcast with soundtracks from Tornado movies, you could almost just stop there, but we won't, because Hollywood hasn't. Why should I? In a minor trivia note, Twister was the first major studio movie ever released on DVD, and also, this is one of the rare cases where a score album was released independent of an album with the songs from the movie. There were actually two CDs out at the time the movie was released. Someone apparently had figured out that, someone at Warner Brothers Music had apparently figured out that the score was as viable as the song selection. However, the soundtrack has never been remastered, re-released, expanded like so many others have, including other Mancina movies such as Speed and Speed 2. This is a soundtrack that we really need the deluxe edition of this, if for no other reason than there is one scene where there is an orchestral overlay for the beginning of Van Halen's Being Human, which is just awesome. I mean, it takes a kick-ass song and makes it even more kick-ass. If nothing else, we need that. So we need an expanded edition of Twister, you soundtrack labels out there. The next tornado-related movie that we are going to hear music from certainly needs no introduction, because this one has been dominating the social media landscape since it was first announced, never mind since it was first shown. In fact, I think they figured out upon the first broadcast, more people tweeted about this movie than actually watched it. That's probably not a good sign. The composer is Iranian-American composer Ramin Kusha. He has also done the music for The Impaler, 513, Abstraction, and Pizza Man. But right now, we're going to listen to Ramin Kusha's music from Sharknado. music from the sci-fi original movie Sharknado, composed by Ramin Kusha. The soundtrack is available from Amazon or iTunes, and you can get it through us as well. Feel free to visit thelogbook.com/music/podcast. We always point you to where you can obtain your own legal and full quality copy of the music that you've heard. We only play a few minutes of highlights because that's really as much Sharknado as anyone needs. Of course, I say that, those words are going to come back to haunt me. In 2014, Warner Brothers ventured back into the severe meteorological phenomenon movie-making arena, which is not a very crowded arena. I really had to scrounge to come up with an entire podcast worth of music here. This movie might as well have been Twister 2, and I don't think anyone would have batted an eye if that is what it had been called. Instead, it started life as a movie called Category 6. Until someone realized that category is hurricane terminology. And tornadoes are measured on the EF scale, so you have EF1, EF2, EF3, etc. The original working title for the movie would have been more properly EF6, but then you would have to explain what the hell EF means, and Hollywood just ain't got time for that. We know this movie now as Into the Storm. The music is by Brian Tyler, who has a gigantic resume going back to the 90s. He's done Six String Samurai, Bubba Hotep, which starred Bruce Campbell. He replaced Jerry Goldsmith on the 2003 movie Timeline, which for a composer who is still at an early stage in his career, that's quite a coup. He scored the 2005 movie version of Constantine, the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, the 2008 version of Rambo, Dragon Ball Evolution, The Expendables, Iron Man 3, and the 2014 movie reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. On TV, you've heard his music in Hawaii Five-O, Sleepy Hollow, Transformers Prime, Terra Nova, Children of Dune, and two episodes of Star Trek Enterprise, including one that sort of incongruously brought the Borg back in time to an era before the Borg were even known to exist. Interesting side note, Brian Tyler also composed the Marvel Studios fanfare that, regardless of who the composer on the main movie is, the Marvel Studios fanfare begins each of the Marvel Studios pictures. Here's Brian Tyler's movie from the latest big-budget tornado disaster flick, Into the Storm. Brian Tyler's music from Into the Storm, 2014 tornado disaster flick. Could have just as easily been Twister 2. I don't think anyone would have even noticed. But how can you possibly make a sequel to a tornado movie? Well, that's a good question. Composers Chris Ridenour and Chris Kano have collaborated on such past movies and TV projects as Hercules Reborn, Asteroid vs. Earth. It's the halftime score on that. The Coed and the Zombie Stoner. Airplane versus Volcano. What's the halftime score on that? Jack the Giant Killer. Super Cyclone. Aha! I see a theme developing here, if not a storm. Shark Week 2012. Now, bear in mind, this is also going to be significant. Abraham Lincoln versus Zombies. What's the halftime score on that? Nazis at the Center of the Earth. Titanic 2. Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. And the knockoff movie Transmorphers: Fall of Man. Which, in case you hadn't guessed, these two composers, their resume is thick with sci-fi original movies, which makes them perfect for Sharknado 2, the second one.
Thank you.
Music by Chris Ridenour and Chris Kano for Sci-Fi's original movie, Sharknado 2, the second one. Doubtless, there is probably a third one in development, if there isn't actually a whole freaking series treatment floating around somewhere. Where will the madness end? That's it for this week's installment of In the Grand Theme of Things. Here in this part of the country, tornadoes don't really get soundtrack music unless it comes from sirens. Just thought I'd point that out. Yeah, why doesn't someone work that into the score of a movie? The sound of a tornado siren. Why don't they work that sound into the soundtrack of a tornado movie? Maybe I should get into this business. I'm Earl Green. Thanks for listening. And keep watching the skies. That's all for now. In the grand theme of things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.